Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/truetransparencypricing. Happy you'll be if the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Midday 180 served up by Wendy's, home of the $5 Biggie Bag. Every Wednesday evening at 7 o'clock Central on the Vol Network, no matter a win or a loss, it's a gift that keeps on giving. From La Follette to Lake County, Vol Calls has returned. These are all calls from last night's show. Chad Withrow will play the role of Jeremy Pruitt, and we begin with Greg in Hardin Valley.
Hey, good evening, guys.
Hey, Greg.
Good morning, Coach.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing great, sir.
What's your question, Greg?
Quick question, Coach Pruitt. I watched that Georgia State game, and I was very impressed with the demeanor and just passion that the Georgia State coach had. And Coach Pruitt, not to get on you too much, and they didn't televise you a whole lot, so I don't want to beat you up too bad. But I think the passion is something that the guys feed off of. Are you able to bring that to our program?
Well, absolutely. You know, if you check over the years, teams I've coached, they play the right way. Not all the time. I don't think anybody's ever done it all the time. You know, one time I happened to be on the sideline, and we lost to Louisiana Monroe when I was coaching in Tuscaloosa. So anybody can beat anybody any day. Our deal against Georgia State wasn't about passion. It's about execution. You have to block the right folks. You got to line up the right way. You have to tackle. When you do things the right way, it's easier to have a little more passion and more fun comes with it.
Thank you, Greg, for the call. We go next to Carl from Maryville.
Hey, good evening, guys. How you doing?
Hey, Carl.
Great to hear you. We need more listening to you. Listen, hey, tough loss, but let's look ahead. During the season, you know, it's a tough stretch. Going week to week. How do you keep up as far as nutrition, weight lift? I mean, do you guys hit the weights during the season? I was just wondering because it seems like it'd be awful tough to play a game on Saturday, especially when you're worried about, you know, the Mormons filling up there with their wives baking bread on the 50 and just eating up tail ends. I mean, we got to tighten up. I mean, pitch a damn fit. Let's go.
Football, but really, team nutritionist Rachel Pfister, she does a fantastic job. Every day we weigh our guys before they start practice, all right? And once they get off the practice field, like today, we had several guys that lost 8 to 9 pounds. Immediately they started dressing it and getting them back and recovering to the next day. We lift 2 days a week.
I'm still not. Just the quality of these calls.
What is making bread on the 50-yard line? Is that something?
I don't know.
Is this a shot at the Mormon faith that I'm unaware of?
Coach, we'll go next to Scott in Mascot.
How you doing, Matt, guy?
Doing good, Scott. How you doing?
I'm doing just fine. I had a question about our QBs. You made the comment that a lot of our younger guys played better on Saturday, and I would agree. I know we have two freshmen. We have the transfer in Taysom Hill. Are any of these guys ready as far as the playbook and team are concerned to play? And is there any chance we see any of them Saturday? I'll hang up with us and thanks.
Well, Scott, thanks for the call. When you know when you're putting together a team, you got 28 practices before the first game, all right? You want everybody to have an opportunity. You want to create competition. We've done that by two spotting and practicing ones, twos, threes, and fours. All you can do is you have two scrimmages, all right? Based off those practices, you figure out who's performed the best, and that's where you start. Then you go from there. There will be some guys that probably played in the first game that might not play as much in the second game. And there will be some guys that played a little bit and that will play more. And there might be some that didn't play any that will play some. It never stops. We're always looking to keep developing guys, and developing our football team. That's it. That's happened this week. We'll play the guys that deserve the play by the way they perform during the week. It's that simple, really.
That's the key word for Chad Pruitt is football.
Football. Guys, school.
Finally, we school. Go to
kids.
Troy in Lafayette, Tennessee.
School.
Hey, Coach. I got a quick question for you. When you line up on defense, Coach, who is the guy on the defensive side of our team that the other team is scared of? I'll hang up and listen.
Boy, I'd absolutely say none of them. You know, I've coached a few that when the ball was turned over or when they came out of the tunnel, you could see the other team looking down there and saying, hey, they're so-and-so. It's based off what you put on tape, right? So I don't know anybody that played Saturday that's going to have the other team scared of them.
That is this week's best of, if you want to call it that, Vol calls.
Let's go.
Thank you, Chad Pruitt.
School.
And thank you, Vol Network.
Football.
The last was his best answer on who scares the opponents. Yeah. Well, I'd say absolutely none of them.
Maybe that blue tick hound.
That's the most honest response we've heard from Jeremy Pruitt in a while.
Maybe Smokey. I don't know if he had rabies.
Football.
I don't know if I get a bigger laugh out of the quality of the actual reception of the
quality,
call.
Quality, you mean no quality.
Can we listen to the last two calls? Just play them real quick, Reed. This is either Troy or Scott.
I mean, they were all quality-wise.
They just let this go.
How you doing, that guy?
Doing good, Scott. How you doing?
I'm doing just fine. I had a question about our back at TV. You
under what?
So it's either that quality that really gets me, or it's the discussion about who are you scared of.
Or the back and forth. Hey, Coach, how you doing? Good, Scott. Go ahead. Hey, good talking to you. And then the Bob Kessling interjection. Do you have a question for Coach? That's my favorite
part. Medicated Pete.
That gets me. I think it's the first call.
What are you up to? What are your interests?
Yeah, Greg.
What are your interests?
Greg in Hardin Valley. If you have that one, Reed, play that just to hear Bob Kessling ask, what's your question, Greg? That's my favorite part of any Vol call.
Hey, good evening.
Hey, Greg.
Good morning, Coach.
Good morning.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing great, sir.
What's your question, Greg?
Gets me every time.
What's your question?
He said, good evening, Coach. And then he said, hey, how you doing, Greg? And then he comes back with, good morning, Coach.
Listen to this.
Is it a stage fright situation?
Hey, good evening, guys.
Good evening.
Hey, Greg.
Good morning, Coach.
Hey, how you doing?
Is it a stage fright situation?
I guess.
That's so bad.
Well, and it's not like Jeremy Pruitt's fairly relaxed. He's not like intimidating. He's like, hey, Greg. He's just having a conversation with him. Then he goes back to good morning after good evening.
Good morning.
That
good
was
afternoon.
What we saw.
And if I don't see you, good night.
Have a good night. No, we saw a tweet last night. It was like, Vol calls is back. We know because someone just said, good morning, Coach.
Oh, God. It's so bad. It's so bad that it's so good.
Yeah,
I mean, it's great radio,
I need that in
but
my
not
week.
For the reason that they think.
Yeah.
You need that in your week?
I do.
The bye week will hurt you?
I need, well, they have two. I need that every Thursday.